Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Exploring Lincoln Great Historians, Reappraise. Our Greatest President is a scholarly anthology edited by Harold Holzer, Craig L. Simmons, and Frank J. Williams. Drawn from papers presented at Lincoln Forum Symposia, the book gathers 16 essays by historians who revisit Abraham Lincoln through political, military, legal, personal, and historiographical lenses. Rather than offering a single continuous biography, it presents a set of focused investigations into specific questions surrounding Lincoln's life, presidency, and Civil War leadership. Its purpose is to show how Lincoln scholarship remains active even after an enormous body of prior writing because new evidence, fresh interpretive methods, and renewed attention to familiar events can alter how historians understand him. The volume is best read as a snapshot of contemporary Lincoln studies, accessible enough for serious general readers, but shaped by the concerns of professional historical debate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the anthology format turns Lincoln scholarship into a set of focused reappraisals. A defining feature of Exploring Lincoln is that it does not try to compress Lincoln life into a chronological master narrative. Its structure as a collection of 16 essays allows each contributor to isolate a problem that can be examined with greater precision than a conventional biography usually permits. This matters because Lincoln has often been treated as a national symbol before he is treated as a political actor, lawyer, husband, commander-in-chief, or subject of historical controversy. The anthology form breaks that symbolic unity into separate lines of inquiry. Readers encounter Lincoln through campaign strategy, wartime decision-making, family life, legal temperament, and relations with contemporaries. The result is uneven by design, but intellectually useful. Each chapter can confirm, complicate, or challenge a familiar assumption without needing to sustain a single thesis for the whole volume. This approach also reflects the practice of Lincoln Forum scholarship, where historians return repeatedly to narrow but consequential questions. The book therefore stands less as a definitive portrait than as evidence of how a mature historical field renews itself. Secondly, Lincoln's political skill is examined through the mechanics of the 1860 election. One important dimension of the book is its attention to Lincoln as a practical politician rather than only as a moral statesman. Essays on the 1860 election emphasize the complexity of Republican coalition building, message discipline, voter mobilization, and the regional political calculations that made Lincoln's victory possible. This perspective is important because later memory can make his rise appear inevitable, as if national crisis simply summoned the right leader. A political analysis resists that simplification. Lincoln had to appeal to anti-slavery voters without alienating moderates, present himself as electable against better-known rivals, and benefit from party organization in key northern states. The value of this approach is that it connects Lincoln's principles to political technique. His opposition to slavery expansion mattered, but so did timing, rhetoric, party management, and electoral arithmetic. By treating the campaign as a real contest rather than a prelude to greatness, the volume helps readers see Lincoln's presidency as rooted in the contentious democratic processes of the antebellum United States. Thirdly, wartime leadership is tested through Lincoln's relationship with generals and military crisis. The book also revisits Lincoln's role as commander-in-chief, particularly through his difficult relationship with General George B. McClellan and the wider problem of civilian control during war. This is not simply a personality study. McClellan represented a recurring challenge for Lincoln. How could a president with limited formal military experience evaluate generals, demand action, preserve public confidence, and adapt strategy while the Union war effort remained uncertain? Reappraising this relationship shows Lincoln learning under pressure. He had to balance patience with impatience, respect for expertise with awareness of delay, and political necessity with battlefield realities. Such essays clarify why Lincoln military leadership cannot be measured only by final victory. It developed through repeated frustration, failed campaigns, changing personnel, and the need to connect military operations with national purposes. The significance lies in showing Lincoln as an active wartime executive who gradually expanded his understanding of command. His greatness, in this reading, rests partly on his capacity to learn from failure without surrendering strategic responsibility. Fourthly, emancipation is presented as a contested evolution between moderation and radical change. A central theme in modern Lincoln scholarship is the tension between Lincoln moderation and the radical consequences of emancipation. Exploring Lincoln engages that debate by treating anti-slavery policy as an evolving process rather than a fixed position. Lincoln began from a political world in which restricting slavery expansion was more viable than immediate abolition. Yet the Civil War transformed what was possible and what was necessary. Essays in the volume consider how military conditions, enslaved people actions, Republican politics, abolitionist pressure, and international concerns shape the path to emancipation. This approach matters because it avoids two flattening interpretations: Lincoln as either a reluctant conservative dragged forward by events, or a hidden radical whose moderation was merely tactical. The more useful question is how political prudence and moral pressure interacted. The book shows that Lincoln's significance lies not only in personal conviction, but in his ability to convert a limited anti-slavery platform into federal action against slavery. That transformation remains one of the central interpretive problems of Civil War history. Lastly, personal and legal essays complicate the public image of Lincoln and his household. The anthology widens its inquiry beyond elections and battlefields by examining Lincoln's legal mind, family context, and the emotional world surrounding the presidency. One notable area of attention is Mary Todd Lincoln's mental health, including discussion connected to discovered letters associated with her later insanity proceedings. The importance of such material is not sensationalism, but context. It reminds readers that the Lincoln White House was shaped by grief, wartime strain, public scrutiny, and private instability. Other essays consider Lincoln as a lawyer and ask how his habits of reasoning, fairness, and empathy might inform assessments of his public judgment. These topics help prevent a purely institutional portrait of Lincoln. They show that presidential decision-making occurred within a human life, marked by bereavement, marriage tensions, legal training, and moral reflection. At the same time, the volume treats personal evidence cautiously as part of historical interpretation, rather than as a complete explanation. This balance is one reason the anthology is valuable. It expands the archive of Lincoln studies without reducing political history to psychology. In conclusion, exploring Lincoln is best suited for readers who already have some interest in Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War, or 19th century United States politics and want to move beyond introductory biography. It will be especially useful to Civil War enthusiasts, students, teachers, and general readers who appreciate scholarly essays that can be read individually. The practical benefit is not a simple list of lessons, but a better historical method. Readers learn how historians test inherited assumptions, weigh new evidence, separate myth from argument, and understand political leadership as a process shaped by contingency. Compared with standard Lincoln biographies, the book stands out because it offers breadth without pretending to be comprehensive. A biography usually emphasizes narrative continuity. This volume emphasizes interpretive variety. Compared with highly specialized monographs, it is more accessible and varied, giving readers multiple entry points into current Lincoln scholarship. Its strongest value lies in showing that Lincoln remains historically productive terrain. Even familiar subjects such as the 1860 election, emancipation, McClellan, Mary Todd Lincoln, and Lincoln's legal character can yield new insight when examined with care. The book is therefore not a replacement for a full life of Lincoln, but a strong companion volume for readers who want to see how expert historians continue to reassess him. If you would like to support Craig L. Simmons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.